Let's talk a little bit on your social media platforms this week. And within the last 10 days, I believe, you talked about someone who's being the perfect perfectionist. Talk our audience through that a little bit.
Yeah, this is so powerful and I think so important because particularly with the high achievers that I work with, perfectionism comes through a lot. And parents will tell me that their kids are, you know, it's hurtful. You know, they have to be perfect. And when they're coming into me, often it is because when we want to be perfect and you know it's not achievable, but we don't care, we still want it. And then you go after it and you're met with obviously one disappointment after the other. You know, every mistake that you make weighs on your heart. And then the symptoms of that will be that you either start to care less, which of course doesn't help, or you have a lot of anger, you start acting out, or you just kind of withdraw and become more cautious where you don't want to make those mistakes. And that affects your performance because you're passing the ball instead of taking the shot, for example. So please, parents, coaches, never tell your athletes, your perfectionists, that mistakes are okay. That just makes them more perfectionistic. Because if mistakes are okay, we wouldn't be getting bad grades, our coach wouldn't be yelling us, and you know, we wouldn't be having these consequences when mistakes are made. So it's a lie. Mistakes aren't okay. And I want to say that again. Mistakes are not okay. They cost us points. They cost us to lose. They disappoint people when we fail. We may not make the team. And to shove that all aside and try to make it positive or to tell people to calm down about it, particularly perfectionists, they're going to have the opposite reaction. They're going to put their guard up even more and cling more tightly to perfectionism. So what I describe as the perfect perfectionist is someone who relates to the mistakes differently. And I reinforce to my perfectionists, I want you to keep your high standard. I want you to say, like, mistakes are not okay. I mean, especially ones if you're making them over and over. And at the very same time, you have to understand that that is how you've learned. And they often know that at the cognitive level, but I'm like, bring it down into your heart. When you were walking as a baby, you didn't just pop up after 2 years seeing your parents and automatically do it. You fell hundreds of times. When you were riding your bike for the first time, you fell and scuffed your knee. When you learned to swim, you didn't put in a video and download it and watch or just get verbal coaching and all of a sudden swim. You sank and you swallowed water. But somewhere after those skills, we're expected to do things right all the time. And we have to have our athletes and parents and coaches, everybody, like, to strive for that perfection, but say that when I make a mistake, it tells me what not to do. And the real mistake is not learning from it. But when you can change your relationship with the mistake, accepting that it hurts, accepting at the same time that it is an opportunity to learn, then you become the perfect perfectionist. Then you start getting better.
Yeah, it's really, it's hard to comprehend. And that's why somebody needs to talk to you about that, because it's easy to let the failures drag you down. And that happens to a lot of athletes where they just get deflated because they made some mistakes or failed, quote unquote. And, you know, the good athlete uses it as fuel. And it's hard to explain, hard to, because you got to accept and then go forward with, you know, I always say anger produces action. It may be that you get mad at making your mistakes and you raise it to another level. Most people get deflated, right?
Yeah, and you're really hitting something that's a step better. So you're right. If you can take the negative and turn it into a positive and it works, that's great. But you said a word in there about acceptance, and that's the one that we miss. Now, if we accept something, we're not trying to change it. We're not fighting with it. And that's actually something that's even more powerful, Steve, is that when you can actually accept that the mistake has happened and you feel bad, you disappointed a coach, you disappointed yourself.
You feel horrible.
You do feel horrible.
And that's okay,
and you accept,
right?
That you feel horrible. Yeah, more than it's okay. It's like it is. And when you can move and you can say, okay, you get to this place of noticing is how I like to put it with my athletes. And it's difficult to do and you have to practice it. And this is not something to make you feel better. Because as you had said, what matters in sport is our response. Basketball doesn't care about what you think and feel. It cares about who scores the most points. So what the best athletes will do is they'll back up and they'll notice that they feel bad, right? You be that perfectionist. You're disappointed. And in that emotional state, you notice it, and then you reapply your attention to, I like to say, the win, what's important now, which would be that hustle on defense, you know, passing the ball correctly, taking the open shots, what have you.
It was
and
so
it's
funny.
That noticing, moving to action as you.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah. I was at a basketball game last night watching Holland Christian play. And in the game, one of the star players from the other team got slammed to the floor. It was a girl on the girls' game. And the whole arena went silent because they thought she really got, I mean, she went like face first, chest first down on the hardwood. And everybody was worried that she got hurt. And she got up slowly and then went crazy. She went absolutely, got every rebound, scored like she got ticked off. She got ticked off, and so what was a negative turned into a positive, and anger turned into action, and we just laughed going, oh, my God, that was like, that like lit a fire under the whole team because of her response, right? And that's where your sports psychology, I mean, these athletes and everybody get so focused on failure and living and dying with the failure and trying to please everybody that they – they miss the important component of being able to use it, to use it to spring forward. And maybe that's just easier said than done. You know, that's why we're talking on the show
today.
Let me
test something with you if I can, Steve.
Sure.
So, well, complete little word association. When I say win, what's the first thing that pops in your head? Win.
Effort.
Give me another one.
Don't lose.
Okay. Well, if I say beautiful, what do you think?
Ugly.
You see what's happening here? When we strive to get to perfect, or when we try to be positive, and we try to, and what it does, it actually it primes the negative, because nothing's beautiful without something being ugly. Nothing's good without something else being bad. And so when we get into this evaluation mindset, when we're negative and we try to be positive, being positive just primes us more to go back to the negative, and we get into this loop and we get stuck. So that's where you said earlier was brilliant. When I just notice it, and I give up the struggle of being positive or negative, I'm freed up to get to the action.
Interesting.
So it's careful with the positive thinking. It can actually prime you for negative thinking.
Yeah, everything's never positive. Everything.
Right.
It just can't be. So don't even go there, folks. Everything can't be la-di-da when everything's going good. You got to be able to handle. We don't like the bad, of course not, but you got to handle it somehow and use it somehow. And it's just always so fascinating talking to you. Where can people get your information on your social media platforms?
You can really catch everything, links to my YouTube channel, my social media, everything at DrEddieO'Connor.com. I've got a great workshop on there about sleep. And most importantly, I got my Success Stories membership, which is an online community to teach these skills and develop them.
Yeah. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thanks for another enlightening morning right here on The Sports Project.